This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're going to have one short inyan on Daf Nun Vav and one on Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara said on Daf Nun Vav that somebody who says to a woman, "You're married to me on condition that I don't have responsibilities to you. I don't have to pay for your food. I don't have to pay for your clothing. I don't have to have relations with you." It's a good marriage, and the tenai is batal. Who holds this way? Divrei Rav Meir. This is opinion Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds the tenai is batal, and the marriage is kayam. It's not a good tenai, but it's a good marriage. Now, if I would have been learning this Gemara simply, I would have said, you know why it's not a good tenai? Because Rav Meir famously holds you need a tenai to be a tenai kafel. We learn out tenai from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, and therefore the tenai has to be double. You have to say, if A and B, if A, then B, and if not A, not B. If you don't spell it out both ways, the tenai and the converse, it's not effective. But that's not what the Gemara means to be saying over here. What the Gemara means to be saying is, Rav Meir holds, you can't be masne amasha kasa b'tayra. The basic obligation of marriage entails she'erek sosvayna. So therefore, since that's a tenai in marriage, you can't stipulate against what the Torah says. Therefore, the stipulation is off, and the marriage stands. Okay, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. I can't even get away from Rabbi Meir in the Inyan Shir. Okay, so today's Shir Inyan Shir, I don't know if you saw the cover yet of the upcoming Sefer. It's really, the cover itself is very inspiring. It's a nice picture of Tveria, Rav Meir's Kever. By the way, we were learning recently that even though normally we don't paskin like Rav Meir, we paskin like Rav Meir b'gzeiroisav. When it comes to gzeirois, then we do paskin like Rav Meir. But now we're talking about Rav Meir Shita, that was on Daf Nun Zayin. Now we're talking about Rav Meir Shita, that you can't be masne amashikasa b'taira. So let's see Tosfos. Let's begin with Tosfos. Let me see if I could get it, bring it up here. Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Harezu mekudesh esu tenai batel, al karchach b'dekafle l'tenai ayri. Obviously, we have to be talking about that he doubled the tenai. To Amar Allah, he said to her, Em ein lich alai sherek sosvayna, harei mekudesh es. If I don't have responsibility of food, clothing, and relations, then we're married. Vim lav, otherwise, alti mekudeshes. It's not a marriage. How do we know it has to be a tenai kafel? Midika amar, from the fact that the Gemara says, lekaman, the time of the Rameir, the Gemara later says the reason of Rameir is not because he didn't double the tenai. The tenai batal mishum demasna masha kasa b'tayra. The reason Rameir holds the tenai is batal is because you're stipulating against the Torah. The Eloi kafel a tenai, if you didn't double the tenai, typically the tenai batal Rameir, mishum de boi tenai kafel. Because Rameir holds you need a tenai kafel, k'damar b'ha'imar, like we say in the end of Kedushin. So now we're up to the big kasha of Tosfos. Any day that you could hear a Tosfos' kasha is a good day. Fatema, ask Tosfos a bamba. You ready for this bamba? A bam kasha. Be'ez Hashem, this should protect Klal Yisrael, this question. Tosfos kasha is, think about it. So you made a good tenai, but the tenai is not effective because it's against the Torah. So why in the world would the marriage be good? The guy said, I only want to marry you if I don't have these responsibilities. So if he has the responsibilities, then it shouldn't be a good marriage. How in the world could this be a valid marriage? Why is it a good marriage? He stipulated explicitly, Shem Yehei La Alav Sherek Sosvayna, if he has responsibilities, She'ena Mekudeshes, that you're not married. Tosfos' question, I understand it's not a tenai, because it's against the Torah. But let's listen to what the guy said. He said, I only want to marry you on condition I am not responsible for these things. If he is responsible for these things, then how could it be a good marriage? He says, my das is that I only want it to be a marriage if I am not liable. But if he's liable, how could it be a good marriage? So Tosfos has an ein loimar. The ein loimar de lekach mekudeshes. Don't say, you know why it's married. Lefisha mekadsha Amanas Shetimchalai. He's marrying her on condition that she's Moichal him. Vahare Machla, and she's Moichal. Ela de'ein Mechila sa Mechila. But it's not a valid Mechila. And I'm going to skip why this is not a good Ein Loimar. I want to go straight to Tosfos' answer. Again, the question is, the guy said, I'm marrying you on condition that I am not responsible for Sher Ksos and Oina. But if he's responsible for those things, how could it be a good marriage? Ready for this Yesoid Gadol of Tosfos? Tosfos is Mechadish. That really? Tanoim should not help. Had we not learnt out from the stipulation of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, Hava Amina, I would have thought the Shum Tnai Eina Mevatel Samaisa. No Tnai nullifies an act. Vafilu Lo Yiskayim Besoif, even if the Tnai is not fulfilled, Hamaisa Kayam. The act stands. Tosfos says, had it not been for the Gzeres HaKosov, I would say you cannot make stipulations. You do an act, the act stands. Are you stipulated, schmipulated. Whoever said stipulation can be effective? Whoever said a stipulation can qualify an act? An act is a maisa. It can't be quantified by words. You say I'm marrying you, you're married. You said I'm only doing it on condition. Who said you can make conditions? Had we not learned that from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, I would say you cannot make conditions. The hashta, the alfinan mehasam, the mahani tnai, lift ala maisa. But now that we learn out from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven that a tnai is mavata maisa, it still has to be similar to the Tanai Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Amrinon didavka kishenoi masa mashakaz b'Torah. That's only if you don't stipulate against what's written in the Torah. Dumyav d'Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Similar to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Shalai hisno amashakaz b'Torah. You did not stipulate on what's written in the Torah. Bottom line is that listen to what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos' kasha is, how could the marriage be good, but he made the marriage on condition that he doesn't have to give Sher Ksos and Oina? Says Tosfos, the phenomenon that a Tanai is effective is only because it's Gzeres HaKosov we learn out from Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Had it not been for that pasuk, I would have said Tanaim don't work. Now that I learn out from there, I only learn out Tanaim similar to Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Listen carefully. The reason you can't make a Tanai against the Torah is not because you don't have the power to. It's because there's no such thing as a Tanai. Tanai only works because we learn out from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. But Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven were made a regular Tanai. But when you stipulate against the Torah, there is no concept of a Tanai. It's not that you don't have the power to. It's under those circumstances, there is no concept of stipulation. Memela, when the guy says, marry me, on condition that I don't have to give you Sher Ksos and Oina, we don't hear those words. Those words are irrelevant. Because it's a Tanai that has no basis. Because it's a Tanai against what the Torah says. Not that it's not a powerful enough, it's that the Torah never gave the Parsha of Tanaim under those circumstances. So, the Maisa is Kayam, and the Tanai is Batal. The Tosfos Rid says something interesting. Tosfos Rid says, look on the side of your page, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. V'am Rabbeinu Tam, dahave maflig bedvarim. He says something else entirely. When the guy says, I'm marrying you on condition I don't have to live with you, it's not a Tanai. It's just blabber. You know, sometimes people, they emit wind from their windpipe. It travels through their voice and their vocal cords, but it's not really words. People are just talking, you know. It's not even based on a true story. It's just like, you know, birds, they tweet, they make noises, you know. You pass by a bear, he growls. So sometimes people just make noise with their mouth. When he said on condition, that I don't have to give you sherek sus anayna, those words were just haflaga bedvarim ba'alma. Taisus Yushanim says, have maflig bedvarim, ve'in zat tnai klal, she yiskayim ha tnai. This is not a tnai, that the tnai has to be fulfilled. L'man da'amar ma'asa ma'ashukhasa b'tayra tnai bata. Ve'avikumay amanas, she tali l'rakia. You know what it's like, the guy said? I'm marrying you on condition that I'm going to jump on one leg over Lake Ontario. Okay, very nice. Shkoyach. You know, it's just talk. Those words are meaningless chatter. When somebody is masna amash kasav atayra, we don't say, well, his das was, he only wanted to marry her if he doesn't have such an obligation. What if the guy said, I'm marrying you on condition that I could juggle the sun and the moon in one hand? So it's a stipulation, we say it's not a good marriage because he only was marrying her on with that condition? Absolutely not. We say it's haflaga bedvarim ba'alma. So too, if someone's masna amash kasav atayra, it's not that be'etzem tnaim don't work. We only learn it out from tanai gadol b'nei Reuven. But this kind of tanai, we have no basis to learn out from tanai b'nei gadol b'nei Reuven. No, the idea over here is that it's absurd. It is something that is absurd to do, and therefore has no halachic standing. So basically, Tosis's kasha was that tanai should work because this was the guy's das, and the answer is, basically, no, we don't say this is the guy's. Really, Tanaim should not work. Only if they're similar to Mnei Gad and Mnei Reuven. Comes Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger turns the whole thing on its head. Okay, this will be the last Maramakama of this segment. Tosfos again said that if the reason why it's not a good Tanaim is because it's against the Torah, clearly he had to double the tanai. Otherwise, it's not going to be effective. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, v'ulule she'enene kedai. Had it not been that I'm not worthy, I myself would have answered Tosfos' kasha differently. What does that mean? Nearly. That not that he's making it tonight. When the guy says, I'm marrying you on condition I don't have sherek sus anayna, the amanas enoy bederech tnai, rak shemekadesh oisa, b'li hischayva sherek sus vayna, v'hi niskad shaloi al oifen zeh. You know what the guy wants to do? Let's say somebody said, you know, lady, I would like to marry you. I want to marry you on Tuesdays. I'm busy the rest of the week. Tuesday I have extra time. I'll marry you for Tuesdays. So basically he's making a shiur in the Kedushin. This guy doesn't want to be married the rest of the week. He's not making a stipulation. He only wants the Kedushin to be chal in a limited sense. So what do we say under those conditions? Rabbi Kiva Eger says he can't make a shir in Kedushin. So he, once the marriage is chal, it's chal. So this guy, it's not the pshat, he's marrying her and these are the stipulations. No. There are different parts of marriage. One part is you have to give clothing. One part is you have to give food. One part you have to live with her. And one part is you have to do carpool once in a while. So he only wanted to do the carpool part. Fine, but once it's chal, the Kedushin, it's chal. It's against his das, not against his das. He didn't make a tanai. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, not sure I understand it, because I would have said he did make a tanai. He is saying there's a condition. Rabbi Kiva Eger says he doesn't look at it as a condition. He looks at it as a limited form of kedushin. He wants there to be marriage, but not for the realms of sherek sus anayna. For example, chmai amana she'in lecha ayna. On condition that there's no ayna, d'loy shayach loymer do inyan tnai, d'im yia by din ayna lo yia hamecher mecher. Dimkeinim yi oina yoimer alokeach roitz ani shiya boi din oina viyis batel be'emes hamecher. Ela vaday de'enoi b'derech t'nai ela d'moicha be'inyin shlo yiya l'olokeach olav din oina. Let's say somebody says, somebody sells something on condition that the buyer can't say, you know, you overcharged me. Is that a t'nai? That if there's oina, it's not a good sale? Because if there would be oina, the buyer should say, I want there to be a din oina, and let's be mevatel the sale. So it's not a t'nai. He's selling it in a limited capacity that the loikach doesn't have the right to opt out of it because of oina. And a buyer who agrees to that, he's like buying it without that right. In other words, like this. If normally, if you overcharge someone, the sale's off. But what if you tell the guy, when I sell you something, I'm selling you two things. I'm selling you, I want to sell you my baseball glove. And I also want you, normally when you buy it, you buy two rights. You buy the glove and you buy the right to say that if I overcharge you, you could renege. I don't want to sell you that second part. I'm not selling it to you. I'm only selling you the glove. I'm not selling you the right to back out if I overcharged you. So let's say the lawyer says, no problem. Let's say Lekech says, no problem. Lekech can't back out. Why? Why not? Because he didn't buy that. So it seems like there's this concept that some things are stipulations and some things are limited transactions. So he wants to make a limited arrangement. The limited arrangement is he is not responsible for Sharik Sasaina. Not that the Kedushin is only Chal on condition that he doesn't have these responsibilities. But rather, he's not marrying her for that. Marriage has many responsibilities. I'm not accepting some of them. So Rav Meir holds, you can't do that. You're Masna Mashikasa Batira. I so you say the Kedushin should be off. Why should the Kedushin be off? He didn't marry her on that Tanai. You hear what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says he doesn't view Almanas. These are not the conditions of the marriage. He just didn't want to make a marriage. Marriage has many aspects to it. He'd never assumed responsibility for certain aspects of marriage. But guess what? The Torah says when you're married, you're responsible for them. So now he's married and he's responsible. No, I stipulate. He didn't stipulate nothing. He said, you know, 7 out of 10 things of marriage I'm good with. So the Halacha Rav Meir says is, well, you can't decide what aspects of marriage you're responsible for. That's going against the Torah. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in his mind, he doesn't see this as a stipulation. He sees this as a limited responsibility. But you can't splice what the definition of marriage is. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger sees it.
The marriage overrides the specifications, basically, right?
Yeah.
The marriage is much stronger than the clause he wants to put in. But we ignore the clause.
In other words, the guy says, I want to get married. He also says, you know, I'm aware that marriage means 50 different things. I'm going to marry you for 47 of them. So what's the guy basically doing? He's redefining marriage. He's saying he wants to be married, but not for all the ways that the Torah says marriage works. So he's not putting a condition on the marriage. He's specifying that he doesn't want this to work fully. Can't do that. Yeah, but he only did it on that condition. It's not a condition. It was a limited responsibility, but he can't do that. The Torah defines what marriage is. He can't say what he's marrying for and what he's not marrying for. That's sort of a kivager. That's how he looks at it. Okay, one more onion. Is that okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.